I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I don't know. Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy day 64. Happy week 9 of the program. Are you ready? Last 4 weeks. This is where you want to be. If you are still here, give yourself a massive pat on the back. My goodness. No small feat to still be here. So much to work through, not just following the food plan and what you're eating and when, but showing up every day, prioritizing yourself. Oh my goodness. Working through those issues and associations, those habits, working through that messy middle. Honestly, massive pat on the back. You should be so proud. And in fact, you want to be proud. The more you are proud of what you are doing, the more you're going to continue to show up and do what you need to do in order to reach those weight loss goals. Honestly, if you are here now, chances are you are going to be here at the end. Load up those questions. I want to get right into them today. I do want to take a few minutes off the top to talk about week 9. So if you read over the week 9 guidelines and you thought for one hot second keto, you've got it all wrong. You are missing so much. In fact, have you even been here? Have you been paying attention? This is not keto. This is off the heels of feeding the metabolism, working the body, making the body work extra hard for its food, splitting up your meals and snacks, getting even more in tune to those portions, asking them 4 questions, maximizing, separating your proteins from your carbs, recognizing how foods hit differently, how your proteins and fat feeds into your satiety hormones. And again, prioritizing yourself, showing up when it's really inconvenient to do so. And now this week with a higher protein fat revamp tweak, we're busting up that protein to feed into your satiety hormones, not to cause the body to go into ketosis and burn fat. That's not it. That's not even close to what we're doing. Bumping up your proteins and your fats to feed into your satiety hormones that make you feel more satisfied on less, which is why the whole world is talking about protein and making sure that you're getting enough. But guess what? You don't need ridiculous amounts of protein. No, you don't need to do that. You just need to be in tune to it. This is the setup because in the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about how certain foods break down in your body, how something like steak can take 5 hours, something like fish can take 40 minutes, how fruit can take a half hour, vegetables take 90 minutes. It's something to consider when you're making choices for yourself. Say you got a hot date on a Friday night, you're going out for dinner, you want to go dancing afterwards. You might not want to order a steak that's going to sit in your belly and make you feel like, oh my God, I'm so full. You know what I mean? Even when asking the 4 questions and being tuned to your portion sizes. You might want something lighter, like some fish or seafood that's going to digest a lot quicker. Right? So we're going to get into that, but this is a big part of that setup. Also, splitting up those meals and snacks got you even more in tune to your portion sizes, so you're carrying that forward this week. We are adding protein to that fruit snack. I want you to notice the difference between just having that fruit snack and how satisfied now you're feeling when you're adding a protein and fat to it, or if you're switching it out altogether and just going for something higher protein fat. I want you to feel the difference when you're making protein the focus at your lunch as opposed to dinner like we were doing before. I want you to feel the difference of going from 2 snacks down to 1 snack and combining them to really understand how to get more sustaining energy, right? So we are starting to also phase you off the basic food plan, which is the whole revamp part and where that comes in. Because guess what? This ain't it. This ain't it. This is not you eating in tune to your body's needs. This is you getting one step closer to that. But you got to get in tune with the fact that your body's needs change every single day. One day you might be hungry every 5 minutes and what feels like you're following the basic food plan. The next day, you're not hungry for breakfast. You're not hungry for lunch. You're not hungry for dinner. Maybe you're just eating, you know, a couple meals and snacks here or there. That is normal. And that's where we're headed, to get you in tune. Because at this point, your body wants the fat gone more than you do. A lot of you are close to giving up on yourselves because you're tired. I'm so tired of the program. Guess who's not tired? Your body is not tired of you showing up. Your body is not tired of you prioritizing yourself. Your body is not tired of you helping it focus on fat that no longer serves a purpose, that makes it very hard for your body to do all the things that you need to do and you want it to do. Like, drop that fat. Your body is not tired of you showing up and prioritizing yourself and managing your stress and managing sleep. You might be tired, but make no mistake, your body is not giving up on you. So I hope that you are not giving up on it. We have posted the guidelines for week 9. Make sure you read them over. Ask all the questions that you need to be super clear on it, because this is the setup now for personalizing the plan. If you are coming close to reaching your goal, or you've already reached your goal, you still want to stick around, you are not done yet. If you've done the program before, you've reached your goal, you can phase off into personalizing the plan. You can totally do that. But if this is your first program and you're reaching your goal or getting close, stick around. You want to follow through all the way to the end. We're going to break down maintenance for everyone who wants to know about maintenance. We're going to make sure you're super clear on next steps. We're also going to talk bridging the gap, what to do in between groups. So please do not spend any of your time in the next 4 weeks stressing, not even for a hot second, about what's going to happen after you're done this program, because we are going to make sure that you are set up, you are super clear, and you are ready to move forward. So don't stress about that, because that can be sabotage. Future tripping can be sabotage. Sabotage can happen right at the end of the program where you're almost there, when you're getting close, you know? You want to follow through and you want to finish stronger than what you started, and that's the goal over the next few weeks. Let's get right into this today. Good morning, good morning. Hi, Laura. Hi, everyone. I ate out 3 times this weekend and managed to make a choice that were in line with my goals. My weight stayed the same. That's a win. Ready to crush this week and see my scale get on the move again. I love this. Also, listen, if you ate in a way that you think your weight should be up and your weight is the same, your weight might very well be down. That's where you kind of got to assess your situation, right? Like, so I ate some things. I was expecting my weight to be up. You know, the fact that my weight is the same probably means it's on the way down. So show up. Show up every single day of the next 4 weeks of this program expecting your weight to move, even though it's not. You want to show up, maximize, you know, even when you're on a plateau, right? Show up expecting that scale to move. I love that. And this is like a perfect testament. This is the vibe that you want to feel on the Monday. Whether you indulge and feel good about it, or you stuck to the plan, or whatever that might be, you want to think about how you want to feel when you get back at it on a Monday, right? This is goals right here, honestly, because there's nothing wrong with indulging. There's nothing wrong enjoying your life. And this is why it's a great idea to look at those social calendars. The holiday season is coming. Make a plan for yourself. And if you go out and you know you want to have the thing, you don't have to overeat the thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Like, you can have pizza and then order some leafy greens on the side. It's going to help your body process and digest that. You can order the pasta. You can order and eat whatever you want to eat, but just because you're eating it doesn't mean it's your one and only chance to ever eat it again. You're going to be able to eat it many times in your life if you really want to. Just because you're choosing to indulge in something doesn't mean you also have to, like, go past the point of no return and just feel like balls afterwards either, right? Like, there's something to be learned of, like, I'm going to go and I'm going to enjoy myself and I'm going to eat what I want to eat, but also, you know, in tune to your body's needs. You notice I didn't say the word moderation, because I fucking hate that word. I'm not trying to moderate anything. You're just trying to be in tune, right? So you can indulge in that thing and still walk away feeling really good physically and mentally. That was good. Oh yeah, I ate just enough. I feel good, right? So I know so many of you right now are like, ding, 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 ding. Ah! That aha moment. Yes, you can indulge in the things that you love and you want to eat and that bring you joy, and not overeat them to a point where you just physically feel like, oh, why did I do that to myself? Do you know? This is something to really think about, especially as the holiday season. Making a plan for yourself when you want to indulge doesn't mean that you have to come home with a bellyache and be suffering the next day and have your weight be up. You can indulge in things that you love and eat them in tune to your body's needs and still walk away feeling really good, especially when it comes on Monday, right? There's a lot to be learned for that. Noah. We got an Indian takeaway last night for the first time in a month. Previously, every Saturday night, I split my chicken dish and okra dish across dinner last night and lunch today. I'm amazed at how full I feel after half a portion, where previously I would have eaten it all with rice. Yeah, and I bet that you enjoyed it just as much, probably more so, because you didn't rag on yourself afterwards about how full you feel and how you ate too much. You know what I mean? This is exactly what I'm talking about. Hi, Adrian. Happy Monday. Never did I think that on April 25th, I would start my first weigh-in with the number starting with a 20. And this morning, it starts with a 14. Down almost 54 pounds. My goodness. More than the weight lost, I've gained, no pun intended, I love a good pun, a permanent bounce in my step and the sense that I can crush any hurdle out in front of me. Yes. Only thing I'm now struggling with is looking at a wardrobe that I'm still fearful I won't fit, and I'm scared to try on clothes. Once I do try them on, I'm both shocked and amazed these new clothes I bought over 4 years ago but never wore look kick-ass nice on me. My mirror is finally my friend. Oh, I love this. It's not your mirror. You are finally your friend, right? It's that mind-body connection. It's like, really, you know, they talk a lot about self-love these days, right? Like, self-love isn't thinking your body's trying to hate you, you know what I mean? And accepting that. It's really about strengthening that mind-body connection and recognize your body's on your side. I love this so much. Please pull the clothes out. Pull the clothes out, because 10 pounds lost on this with this way is like 20 pounds lost, 20, 30 pounds lost on a crappy diet. Your body is literally transforming. It's repairing, rebuilding, regenerating, rejuvenating, right? And also, you know what? So let's say you have clothes and you pull them out and you're hopeful that, you know, you're going to fit into them. And what if they don't? You know what I mean? Well, I bet you they fit you a lot better than, you know what I mean, the last time you tried to get them on and they didn't fit. You know what? You're one step closer to your goal and you're going to get there, you know? So anything that brings up the feels, as much as, I mean, we're here to feel, right? We're here to experience things. We're here to feel. Anything that brings up feels for you, especially if they're kind of, you perceive them as negative. I don't really believe in positive, negative, but you know, it's all how you internalize something. That means there's something still there for you to learn. Do you know what I mean? Because they're just clothes. And, you know, like, that's it. You know, and nobody knows but you. You know, no one knows but you. So if there is feels that are brought up because you do something you're nervous about and you feel the feels, great. You know what I mean? That means that there's still more for you to work through. There's a message in that for you, you know? So I love this so much. Congratulations. Wow, 54 pounds down. That is no joke. That's no joke. It's amazing how it adds up. You know what I mean? It adds up. It adds up. It adds up. It adds up. Oh, I love that so much. Hi, Marnie. Good morning. I had a weekend away with my girls, allowed myself to just enjoy and mindfully indulge while also making some healthy choices. That's what I'm talking about. The scale was up, but I expected that and know it will come right back down. That's huge. Massive non-scale victory. If you're finding yourself getting more comfortable, right, with the scale, that's massive. That's massive. Ready to crush this week. Back on track for a few days. So repeating the last week since I left off where I left off. Yeah. So whenever you need to take time off, pick up exactly where you left off. I also want to talk to those of you who are just coming back because you took time off for whatever reason. This is kind of the point in the program where people start kind of filtering back in after taking time off. Understand something. We are just so happy that you're back and that you're here. So please reach out. We're happy to help you figure out where to pick up from where you left off, what you need to do moving forward. Don't be shy about that. Honestly, no one on my team is going to be like, where have you been? How come you took time off? No. It's so normal for people to have to take time off for whatever reason. So make sure you ask as many questions as you need. I also want to talk about that too. I want to talk about, because, you know, I know so many people don't say a word and they're listening right now. 20-something thousand of you who don't say anything. Well, most people do the program and don't have any issues. At the end of the program, we do a whole survey. So please, when the time comes, please fill it out. We want to hear the good, the bad, the ugly. But so many people at the end of the program say, you know, I did the program, never commented, never asked a question, did amazing, crushed it, easy to follow, whatever. It's the vocal people. It's the people who do ask the questions, who ask for support, who share their stories and shares. You are really who makes up the community, right? Really, truly, truly. But please don't be shy about asking as many questions as you need. Like, I have the most amazing team here who's just willing and wanting to support you. If you don't understand something, ask for clarity. If you get a response and you still don't understand, ask for more clarity. Like, I really, truly, that's today I kind of had this takeaway. I was thinking about my team and how amazing truly they are, and I don't think people really truly understand how they really are here to help you. Like none of this is a sales pitch. You're already here. You know what I mean? And quite frankly, we don't want you to have to keep signing up. We want you to lose your weight in the healthiest ways and move on for the rest of your life and never spend one freaking cent more on your weight loss journey. Like that really is our mission. We want to let the world know that there's a better way to lose weight. We want to see obesity rates start to decline. You know, they've been climbing and climbing and climbing for years and no one is making a dent. We want to change all that. So I just want you to know that we have the most amazing team, including myself. We really, really want you to do well. It's interesting. I had we were talking about our teachers, and you know, she's a little bit behind. A lot of kids are really behind in school right now. And we were talking about this. Her one friend kind of freaked out and they said, "I'm not doing this." And the teacher started crying. And you know, I can only imagine, my God, poor teachers. I said to my daughter, "Well, you know, that it's very disappointing because, you know, teachers aren't there to make your life miserable. Teachers don't become a teacher because they want you to fail. Teachers are there because they want you to do really well, you know, and if you go to your teacher and you just let them know that you care and you want to do well and you're constantly reaching out for help, that's all they want. That's really all they want to do. And I think the same thing, kids have this perception that, you know, teachers just hate them and want to screw them and make their life miserable. When in reality, teachers want them to learn, to set them up for success so they can live amazing lives, you know. And I know with the diet industry, I get it. The diet industry, so many feels about that. Everything's like a quick buck and a sell and a dupe and a, you know, all of that. But you know, I want to do things differently. You know, we are doing things differently, and even with my whole business, it's all about doing it differently. And you know, even keeping the program affordable for people, we want it to be accessible to as many people as possible. You know, we're always being told that, yeah, I should charge more and it's worth so much more. We know it's worth so much more. We know it's worth so much more. What we love is when people sign up to do that one last Hail Mary of a program and they think, oh my God, is this even going to work? That they get in here and they realize that it's different. It really truly is. And so the whole point in being like, please, we are here for you. Reach out as often as you need. Give us as much information as possible so we can help you, especially those of you who are struggling. Like, show up every day. Every day you show up, we will be here for you, you know? And we have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. That's the other thing. But the last 4 weeks, we feel that crunch, not enough time to reach our goals. It might not be enough time for you to reach your goal. It might not be. But it's going to get you one step closer to your goal. And what else are you going to do? You've done all the quick fixes. You've done all the diets. You've been there before. They didn't work for you. You have to keep walking through that fire. You have to stay on the road. It's like, you know, yeah, you wanted to get to Disneyland, you know, in a week. And now it's going to take you a week and a half or 2 weeks. But you know what? You got so close to it. You don't turn around now just because, do you know what I mean? You didn't get there when you wanted to get there. So a lot of people put that crunch. I know you got those calendars out still and you're marking off how many days are left and how much you want to lose. And if you didn't lose this day, you got to shift it to that day. And all of a sudden you have to lose 15 million zillion pounds at the end. No, you don't. You got to just show up every day, do the best that you can, make as many choices as you can, and get one step closer to reaching your goal. Whether you reach it at the end of this program, in which I hope that you do, but if you don't, you're still going to reach your goal. You're still going to reach your goal. We're going to set you up for success for that as well. We're going to talk next steps. The goal is not to have you keep signing up. And if you want to, great. It's a great way to obviously continue your weight loss journey. But we do have other steps. I do want to take a minute. We have some people asking about the app. So say you are coming close to reaching your goal, or this is the last program that you're doing. The app turns into a tracker that you'll be able to actually use ongoing as well. If you want to repeat the program and have it be guided, then you got to purchase the program off, obviously. And in there is a section where you click on the next group program, and then the app will take you through that. But if for whatever reason this is your last group, after you're done using the app, it turns into a general tracker. Also, all the information in this group stays in this group. So it's not going anywhere either, especially for those of you who are working behind. We don't just shut it down and it goes away. We do archive the group so we have people, so people stop asking to join it, because we got so many hundreds of people every day asking to join. But we do archive it. But you still have access to all the information in the app, and you have all access to all the information in here in the group as well. Just a heads up on that. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Gina. In my second round, scale has been slowly moving, but I took measurements today and I'm down 7.5 inches since starting this round. Huge win. Massive. Huge, huge. I can see my body changing even if the scale is not moving as fast as I want. I've been working out more this round, so I'm feeling great. Oh my gosh, I bet. My weekends are my kryptonite, that I know I could be better. You could. but you also don't need to be. Do you know what I mean? But I also love date night with my boyfriend. So that's not going to stop. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Do you know what I mean? And we talked about this the other day. Some people have gone on the road and they're driving to Disneyland. They're finally in forever. And they're just going to pull all-nighters and they're just going to drive straight there. Right? But then when they get there, guess what? They're going to be tired. They're going to drag their ass around, you know, blah, blah, blah. Still having to deal with their own shit. And then some people are going to get on the road and they're going to stop and see friends. You know what I mean? And some people, they're going to keep driving and they're going to go sightseeing. And then, you know, some people will get there and be like, wow, the journey here was just as fun as being here. You know what I mean? It's just everyone's a little different in this. Everyone's a little different, you know? So yeah, your weekends might be setting you back a little bit, but also look what you're also learning along the way, which is really, it's pretty invaluable. Those times where you do learn to be out there and to eat food and enjoy yourself, but also be in tune with your portions, keeping in mind, you know, the goals that you're still working towards. You're not just throwing it all away and giving up on yourself. So what you are learning by not showing up, what you are learning by indulging the things can be just as valuable as showing up every day and crushing it along the way, honestly. Because it's all about your learning, because it's all about that finally and forever. Physically losing the weight in a way that you're allowing your body to readjust to your new weight, you know what I mean? You're decreasing and getting in tune to your real portion sizes, you know, that what you're doing physically, but mentally, more than that, everything that you're working through to get you to that calm place. Calm is what I mean, like when you're out on a date night and choosing to have the popcorn and the thing and not stressing about, not being consumed by, oh my gosh, should I have it? Should I not have it? I'm eating. I should stop eating. Why do I eat too much? Oh my God, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? Like all of that, like move on from that. Don't get me wrong. I still complain. Tony and I went out for a movie on the weekend and I ate too much popcorn. I had a bellyache. Why did I do that? But it's not like, oh my God, in the world's worst person, I'm never going to reach my goals. I had popcorn. It's just like, ah, oh man, why do I do that every time? Because it's so good. So I love the buttery, but just, no, 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 no. It's yummy. Do you know what I mean? So I love that. This is so huge. This is so huge, you know?
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, Jennifer. I love how this is setting us up to hear our bodies over the holiday season instead of eating our emotions in chaos. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I love the holidays. The most wonderful time of year. But it's also stressful AF. You know, it is. Being around family can bring up a lot of feels for some people, for sure. The chaos, the stress, the financial burden. Oh, my God. Yes, it's wonderful. But it comes with so much. You can feel it coming, right? You can feel the holidays coming. You can feel it. And I love them. I love them. And, you know, but definitely. Also, you know, being around family, being out socially, being around food. Especially after the pandemic, you know, and oh my goodness, that's a real thing for sure. And yeah, like, so, you know, it's really interesting. I talk about this. I know those of you in the US, you have Thanksgiving coming up. For example, being in tune to your portions is like, you know, when you're in the buffet line or you're at, you know, you're at whoever's house and all the food is all there and it's a potluck and you're trying a little bit of everything. And then you get to a point where you know that you just, it's too much, right? Like it's the easiest way to describe being in tune. Like you already know it's way too much on your plate and yet it. You're halfway through the buffet line. You still have the rest. You know that there's like creamed onions and there's stuff that you're going to want to get. You know what I mean? It's also just being in tune to that. Like, even if you did take that whole plate of food and you overate it, you're still making that connection. You're very aware of what you're doing rather than, oh my God, I'm just going to eat all of it. And then, you know, I'm going to rag on myself the next day about it, you know? So that's it. We want you to be able to enjoy all the yummy bites of bits that life has to offer. The goal is not to never use food again to celebrate. The goal is to never indulge in food, never use all the different things that we use food to do. I mean, the whole concept of comfort food comes around usually when we're around people and love and overeating because we're not paying attention to our portions, and it causes our insulin levels to jack up, which gives you this kind of euphoric high, and there's like down or you're all tired. Like, that's where the concept of comforty food comes from, you know, is that connection of usually what you're doing while you're eating those foods. That's your association to them, you know. So the problem is that that's one thing, but we tend to also then, because of our history of dieting and wanting to reach our goals, rag on ourselves afterwards. The negative dialogue. Like, yes, you can enjoy in the comfort food. Oh my God, that was amazing. Oh, my belly is so full. How blessed am I that I have a big belly full of food and was able to indulge in all of this around amazing people and people I love? How blessed is that? How blessed am I? How amazing is that? Oh, but that's not it. That's not what we do. We don't hold our bellies and be like, wow, wasn't that amazing? We internalize, because we're here losing weight. I know you're with me on this. Oh my God, I'm so fat. I'm so gross. I gotta lose weight. Why did I do that? Oh, I overate and I ruined everything. I'm gonna be fat forever. You know what I mean? Like, if we can, so the goal is to not do that. The goal is to be able to do that in a way that we recognize we haven't done anything. We've enjoyed an amazing time eating amazing food. And yes, we're feeling the effects because we probably ate too much because it was amazing. And when you get up the next day, you're just like, oh, what a great night or what a great day, whatever it was, and not get into that mental space of ragging on yourself or punishing yourself by not eating the next day because you overate. You know what I mean? That's the goal. It's not to not ever do it again, but to be able to do it where you just get back on track the next day. So back on track is a concept. It's super cool. We're going to introduce it next week. It's because we're starting to phase you off the food plan. Back on track is the original food plan. So we're actually going to give you a technique whenever you do find yourself indulging, mindfully, purposely, you know, whatever, you go back on track. Remember, there's a rhyme and a reason behind the basic food plan. And it's very stimulating to your digestive system because you're eating so often and can help your body kind of process any backlog of foods. So if you do find yourself kind of indulging, then you're going to implement back on track. Again, we're going to introduce it next week, but we're going to give you some tips and all of that to navigate the weekends and the holiday season for sure. So let me go down here. Who's this? Laura? My life has flipped upside down. My best friend and baby daddy passed away in an accident last week. And oh my gosh, I see that you're getting lots of love. Laura, this is, you know, this is the thing. You can sign up and, you know, set this time apart for yourself and, you know, focus on being healthy and living your best life. And tragic things are still going to happen. Life is going to happen. People are going to get sick. Some people are still going to get diagnosed with, you know, horrible diseases and all of that. I love that you're here today. And I'm really grateful that you feel like this is a really safe, positive space for you to come and to share this. Because, you know, this is it. It's not when life, I say this all the time. I'm going to say it a million times over. It's not, because sometimes we feel guilty when we're showing up and we want to lose weight and still feel good about ourselves when these tragic things happen, when bigger things in life that are happening. Who am I to still want to lose weight and whatever? But it's so much bigger than that. This is about, you know, really just really showing up for yourself, taking care of yourself, prioritizing yourself, especially when life, you know, really smacks you in the face. That's what this is about. It's about understanding how to do that, bringing awareness, being in tune, being in touch with your emotions and your feelings, not just shoving them deep down inside, you know, not dealing with them. It's like really working through them. I think this is what we're here for. I think we're here for life and we're all headed to the same place. Some people, you know, sooner than others, which is unfortunate, but we're all here just to experience life and all the feelings and emotions and everything along with it. And I have so much mad respect for people who, you know, continue to show up. This showing up every day and setting your intentions, prioritizing yourself, being mindful and aware of yourself is going to help you take care of yourself. Because don't we, you know, when things like this happen, we feel like just crying and, you know, lying in bed all day and drinking wine or eating chips and just, you know, shutting things down, which you are absolutely entitled to. Sometimes also people don't take a moment, I think, and then like really process their feels. And I think it's so important to go into your feels and really feel them. But I think there also needs to be a moment, a conscious choice where you're like, okay, I felt that, I went there. Now I have to, like, you know, keep showing up and keep going and keep doing those things. And that's why with this whole process, you know, it's not just losing weight. It's not just skills to lose weight. It's skills to show up for yourself when, you know, life is difficult. It's the skill to prioritize yourself when there's so many other things that, you know, you could be doing or people you need taking care of and all of that. It's like bringing awareness to how you're feeling and honoring yourself where you're at, you know, helping yourself get through this. And it's about every day just doing the things that you need to do to keep you moving forward. You know, it's not just weight loss. It's like all of that, being in tune to yourself and, you know, be able to take care of yourself and all of those, prioritize yourself. This is a massive life. It's a massive lesson in self-love, if you ask me. A massive lesson in self-love. So I love that you're here, you know, and showing yourself some love. I'm sure a lot of people are sending love right back to you. Oh my goodness. Hi, Angie. Angie Blom, I hope I'm saying that right, is going to be joining us on Tuesday tomorrow, 4 p.m. for our Spill the Tea segment. I know she's got a story, and I know she's been hugely successful on the program, so I'm excited. I got a new jacket yesterday and was scared that I would need to return it because it's a size I have never worn in decades, and it fits with the buttons done up with room for a sweater. It was a great non-scale victory. Yeah. So, you know, it's so interesting that you say that, Angie, because I just finished talking about how, you know, you totally crushed this program, this process, you know, and yet still nervous, you know what I mean? And still scared, even the word, that I would need to return it because I have a size I've never worn in decades. You have done the work. You have showed up. You keep showing up. You know what I mean? I'm so excited. I hope that you guys do join us Tuesday tomorrow at 4 p.m. I hope that you've been joining us for the Spill the Tea segments, honestly, because they're so insightful, honestly, especially moving forward, because we're going to be talking about each new week and tweak. Not only do we talk about that, but I think to hear from real people and real journeys, like, we don't sugarcoat nothing. Oh, you guys know who've been joining us. We don't sugarcoat anything. We have real conversations, and they always resonate. And when they resonate, it's like you're having those little mini aha moments where you're like, same, right? All that insightfulness really just helps you to really have that deeper level of understanding that we're always talking about, not only with this process, but, you know, being tuned to yourself. So cool. Remember that we do also post them all over on our podcast, Weigh In with Gina, so you can listen over there too. If you know what I mean? I know you guys, life is busy and we don't have a lot of time, but definitely worth checking out. Birthday today. Hi, Julie. Happy birthday. Going to the top of the CN Tower tonight for dinner. Nice. I love it. Hoping to make good choices, but there will be wine. Don't hope. Make a plan. Like, be like, I'm just going to make choices that make me feel good. If you go with that, you can't fuck it up. Right? Because the hope is like, oh, I'm hoping and I'm not sure and I don't know, but still kind of putting pressure on myself. Just go with the intention of making choices that make you feel good. And maybe that is eating all the things, right? Just going to enjoy it all. They'll show up tomorrow. I'll be all in. I love this. Yeah, love this. Love. Remember, you can indulge as well and enjoy and be in tune, not have to overeat. So that's an option. And maybe take it home with you. I'm the queen of take home. So then you'll have it for lunch tomorrow. You can keep the whole party going. No matter what you choose to do, happy birthday. I hope that you have a great day. Just buttoned up my favorite white blouse. Hi, Lynn. Yes, I have a camisole under it because didn't think I could close it. I love it. Lynn also, she's been with us for a while. You know, she keeps showing up, still working through it, showing up. New non-scale victories and wins every day. I love it. Hi, Marianne. Down 13 pounds. First round for me. Pants slide down. Sweaters that were tight fit beautifully. Winter clothes are hanging so loose now. Craziness. Yeah, because that's healthy weight loss. It's not just losing the weight. That's the difference. You may have lost the weight before. I don't know if this red spot is in my neck. You may have lost weight before, but it's not the same as when you lose weight in a healthy way. It's not even close to the same thing. Not even close to the same thing. This is giving your body time to repair and rebuild and adjust. Give your body nutrient-rich foods. You know, that's like this week. This is not keto where we're putting your body in ketosis. Do you know what I mean? It's not it. it, man. It's not it. It's giving your body nutrient-rich foods, being even more in tune to foods that feed into your satiety hormones. You know what I mean? You're giving the body the building blocks it needs to build a nice, healthy, strong body. There is a difference. True story. Hi, Loretta. Most of my summer shorts I grew out of this summer mostly fit now. Yay. It's so crazy how they didn't fit at this weight on the way up, but they do on the way down. Yes. This is what I'm talking about. That is so cool that you said that. So summer shorts that didn't fit you at that weight when your weight was going up are now fitting you at this weight. That, yes, 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 yes. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Let me scroll down. Hi, Katie. I've signed up for the January program, even in hopes I don't need it. Well, I don't know if you're new to the program or not, Katie. I'm not sure if you're new to the program or not, but repeating the process for the sake of maintenance has its benefits as well that we're gonna break down. My sister and two coworkers have signed up too. That truly shows me I'm changing. I'm loving everything about this program. I'm changing my body and my mind and my soul. I love this. Yeah, so maintenance, doing it again, is we also give you another form of maintenance where you don't have to sign up for anything again. But repeating the program again obviously has its benefits, even when it just comes to maintenance. It's a little different that you're not like maximizing and pushing and all those things. The focus isn't to lose your weight. It's to really help the body solidify your weight, which is definitely different. I love this. 95% of the people who saw it, 95. Let that sit with you for a sec. 95% of our members are referrals. It's from people who've known people who've done the program before. And we just honestly, we love that. We honestly, truly love that. It has its benefits for so many reasons. That belief is already there that people can know that they can do it. But just heads up. If you or anyone you know want to get signed up, and again, this is not a sales. We have sold out. Every single program I have ever done has sold out. Some days before, some weeks before, some almost a month before. So this is a heads up on that. Because we don't normally advertise, we definitely have been kicking things up on socials, definitely going to put some effort. It's time the world starts to know about us. But with how many people, we've had 110,000 people run through the program. At this point, the word is spreading and people are going to find out about us. They are, which we want them to, because we want to, you know, we can't be raveling Weight Watchers and Noom and, you know, showing the world there's a different way without getting out there. But people are going to know, and people should know, and we want them to know. So if you know anybody who's interested in signing up, tell them to sign up sooner rather than later. I get it. It's always an afterthought for people because of the holidays. But by the time January rolls around, it might honestly be too late. If you follow me on Instagram, on the weekend, I got tagged by Heather. That's all I know about her. Heather, 123 Journey, 123, I can't remember what her Instagram account is. Down 40 pounds, her and her husband didn't get into the program, didn't get in, bought the book, listening to the podcast. Ah, my goodness. Obviously they've signed up for the January group. They're so excited to do it. I just think that's so amazing. But you know, yes, that's an option, but get into the groups. As you guys know, this is the place you want to be. You have a team of people here to answer your questions along the way, even in maintenance. So we also do have a maintenance group, which is super cool. I'm going live there and there today. On Mondays, I go live. On Wednesdays, we have this really fun kind of panel where we do weight in Wednesdays, where we have conversations about maintenance. You don't have to join the maintenance group, but we do have that over there where it is a different conversation. And it is about, you know, maintenance now, you know, now that you've lost it, now you're going to be, there's a whole other different conversation happening in maintenance. So we're going to break that all down. But I love that. I love that. Sharing is caring. And I just want to take a minute to say thank you to everyone who's not only put their faith in us when it comes to the program, the process. We're really grateful that you're here and that you chose us for your journey. But also, you know, even more grateful for those of you who are sharing and caring and, you know, spreading the word for us. We would not be where we are today without you. Hi, Michelle. Weight is up due to overindulgence. No big deal, but I didn't do well on splitting the meal. Should I go back a bit and split, or even split week 9 eating schedule? Nope. Even if you didn't split anything, showing up, maximizing, doing all the things, just keep moving forward. Honestly, it's just better to keep moving forward. If you didn't do it at all, then you can pick up where you left off. But if you've been showing up and just not doing it as well, it's so easy in hindsight to be like, oh, I could have done that. You know what I mean? Which we know. Keep moving forward. What you learn in not showing up can be just as valuable as, you know, doing it all perfectly, which there's no such thing as perfectly, honestly. Keep showing up. Keep moving forward. What you definitely don't want to do is some weird combination of a tweak. It's like if you were to feed the metabolism with this week's tweak, it's not even the same thing. And I know that may seem like to you, well, it kind of similar. It's not that much of a change. It actually truly is. So it kind of loses its impact, and it's not the same with the week 9 process as the whole point of it in the week 7 and 8. So don't do any kind of weird cockamamie version of your own. That never works out. Then your body just ends up confusing. And then when we start to phase off the food plan and do the personalized in the program, which is still very much doing all the things, you're going to be messed up on that. So just dive right in from where you're at. If you just because you didn't do it as well as you thought, just dive right in today. If you didn't do it at all, then you can pick up where you left off and then keep it moving forward from there. But I would just keep it moving forward, honestly. At this point, you have done, okay, so even if you just did the basic food plan and that's all you've been doing and nothing else, right? Like, you're still going to lose the weight. It's just not as quickly as the tweaks each week that really get that body's attention. And also from what you're learning from that, right? You're missing out on a lot. Like, there's a rhyme and a reason to each of the tweaks, obviously, because there's just a big difference between losing weight and eating to be healthy and eating in a healthy way that helps you lose weight. That's the difference here. People all the time like, I already eat like this. No, well, how is that fucking working for you? Like, do you know what I mean? No, you didn't. And no, you weren't, because how is that working for you? Do you know what I mean? It's really how everything really works in combination. You can't pick apart any one week of the program. It's really how it works in its entirety, and more so not about what you're eating and when. It's more what you're learning throughout that process, you know? So always best just to keep it moving forward, truly. And I just think sometimes, like, you know, this needs to be perfect. You don't want to be feeding into that all the time either, right? Because like I said, what you've learned from not doing the things can be almost probably sometimes more valuable than just doing all the things that you need to do, you know? But anyway, reach out with your own. If that's a situation for you, you're wondering what to do, reach out with your own individual circumstances and the team will help best advise you on that. So you can let us know exactly where you're at and we can help you with that. I gotta go. Let me see if I can get to roll down here. Let me see if I can get to scroll down to the very bottom. See if I can get to any other questions here. Good morning. Hi, Robin. Trying to stay positive about the end nearing, but my anxiety brain is trying to win. I still have not ventured off plan and scared for when I don't have this every day. Okay, yeah. So I love that you're owning this. Your anxiety brain is trying to sabotage you, as what tends to happen. It's called future tripping. You're not even there yet you're already worried about it. This is why the best thing for you to do is set your intentions each day and then do those end of day reflections and try to make it a day by day by day. Your brain is still going to go there because it's wired to go there, right? And bring up some of those feels. Sometimes, especially when you deal with anxiety, it's like you're revving really high. You're functioning on a high functioning level. And when things start to calm down and go your way and there's a little less drama in it and you're settling in, that can make people feel really nervous. And then they look for things to heighten their sense of what feels normal. Because a lot of people with anxiety function up here on this level, like this kind of like beat of like rather than a that other people function on. So when you fall into that, giving your body everything it needs, managing your stress, managing your sleep, things are working for you, blah, 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 you're just like, it doesn't feel comfortable for you. So a lot of times we create this and then sudden heightened sense, of anxiety because we feel, although it stresses us out and it comes with issues, it feels normal to us, right? So we're gonna have you covered. We're going to have you everything that you need to know by the end of the program. Honestly, we don't want you leaving here without being super confident and comfortable in next steps. One, you have a lot of time left to lose a lot of weight. Try to think of the first 4 weeks. People come in first 4 weeks, guns blazing, all high expectations, all these things are going to happen. I lose all my weight in the first 4 weeks, right? And then your bodies are broken down. You're a hot mess. Like, come on now. But you can shift those to the last 4 weeks. So you absolutely are allowed to have high expectations for yourself. Show up every day, set those intentions, end of day reflections. That's a great way to contain, right? But we're going to break it down. So many people I know are nervous about this. I am not nervous. What you are going to learn is by showing up, especially if you're here at the end, you are going to be so pleasantly surprised about all of the shit that you've worked through, all of the changes that you've actually made, and how your body really is here for you and how you've totally got this. And even if you find yourself indulging throughout the holidays, once you get right back at it, you're just going to feel like you're right back at it. Honestly, there's no way you can fuck it up. There's no way you can mess it up. There's no way. So we're going to make sure of that. We're going to give you all the information that you need. We are going to still be around. We are thinking about doing a Bridging the Gap group. We are thinking about doing a group in between sessions that people can join where our team will be. Just super basic. Nothing like no new posts, nothing like that, but just a place where you can continue to pop in and ask ask any questions that you have. We're toying with that idea. Don't hold me to it. There's a lot of logistics behind that, but you know, we are thinking about how, again, we sit around thinking about how can we help people. We know you're going to be just fine, but I know you are still nervous. You're okay to feel nervous about it. I think it's normal to feel nervous about it, rightfully so, because so many of you have been successful before and then all of a sudden it's taken away and you gain the weight back. Do you know what I mean? Remember, this is different, but I know you don't know that because you haven't experienced it yet, so you're still not sure. So honor and validate your feelings that you are nervous about it, but do something to kind of make sure that you're still not sabotaging yourself and you're showing up, and then we will do our part in the end to make sure you are super clear on everything that you need to do and you got this. I gotta go, everyone. Time to go. If you can't tell, I'm super pumped, super jazzed about where we're at. Last 4 weeks of the programs, totally exactly where you want to be. We're not fucking messing around. We're not messing around, and we are here to help you. So reach out if you need it. I don't want to hear anyone crying about where they're at. Be proactive about the process. Show up. Post your maximizing questions. Ask as many questions as you need. We are going to do everything that we can to make sure that everyone is here at the end, and you are so happy with the results that you are seeing at the end. We are here. We want to help you. Help us help you. Be all in. This is your time, man. You should be so proud of the fact that you are still here and everything that you've worked through. This is the point of the program where we're just showing up, supporting the body in its needs, because it needs this fat gone just as much as you do. Have an amazing day, everyone. Remember, if we didn't answer your question, copy and post it. If you want an answer to the question of the day page, the team or myself will answer it over there. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you later. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.